The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, whatever the date is in October.
18th.
It's the 18th, isn't it? Tuesday, yeah. The 18th of October. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello. See, I knew it was the 18th because I was at an event that was the 17th, and that was yesterday.
That was
clever,
wasn't it?
I'm clever, aren't I?
There's no flies on her, is there?
No.
Yeah, she can work stuff out, all kinds of things.
The fact that I normally have no idea what day it is. I was in a taxi once talking to this guy a few weeks ago saying, it's something like the 22nd for the receipt, and he went, no, it's actually the 5th or something. And I was like, 2 weeks adrift, so yeah.
There you go.
Make the most of it.
It's also another special day for somebody else, so I'd like to wish a massive, massive happy birthday to Gemma.
Happy birthday, Gemma.
Yeah, Gemma from Orchard Employment Law.
Oh.
Yeah. Gemma Fairhay.
Yes, still. Happy birthday,
on the Twitter.
Gemma.
Happy birthday. Somebody's asked us to sing happy birthday, but I don't really think you want that, do you? You don't really want that.
You know what you should have done? You should have found that recording from all those years ago when it was little Dodsy's birthday.
Should have done.
We brought...
Yeah. Her cousin came in and sang it.
She sang a beautiful version of it, didn't she?
She did indeed. And it's probably still on the system somewhere. We should have done that. Anyway, happy birthday to Gemma. Gemma Fairclough-Hayes, hope you have a fabulous, fabulous day. And whilst talking about birthdays, I'd also like to congratulate Chameleogenics, Chris Hyde, on the first anniversary of his business, Chameleogenics. Yeah. It was the first anniversary a couple of weeks ago, and so many congratulations on that to you too, Chris. Hey, listen, we'd like to hear from you. The business is out there, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can, in fact, call us on our brand new cloudy-based telephoning system.
Oh, that's posh. Yeah. That's very technical.
Yeah, on 01233-22-0035. That's Ashford, 01233-22-0035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb using the hashtag BBunker. Hashtag BBunker. So do give us a tweet. Or if you really feel inclined, you can call us or email us. But we have got loads of emails, loads of tweets, loads of things to cover. We've got a packed show today. We've got loads of guests, some of whom haven't even arrived yet. That's how packed we are.
I'm up to speed on the Twitter now.
Are you?
Sorry, I didn't know who Gemma was. I do know now because she did tag me in it. So I, you know, must feel that I apologise and all that. But I am waiting for the singing as well, just like the rest of them.
Cool.
He says, moving on.
Well, I'll tell you what, as you got your Twitter open then, Joe, why don't you read a tweet or two?
Okay. Fruitworks are asking for a shout-out. They're an awesome co-working space in the centre of Canterbury. The trouble is they can't hashtag with Canterbury spelt right, so that's not going to work so well.
That'll be George. That'll be dyslexic George.
Canterbury, good place.
No, that's exactly how he talks about Canterbury.
So, it's cool. I was telling somebody about that only the other day, actually. Mm. So that's good. And Vivid P Creative, they're a creative graphic design studio offering full creative marketing support, exhibition and brand management. Mm. So Vivid Pixel Creative, and their Twitter ID is Vivid P Creative.
Fantastic. That's good stuff. Oh, what have I got here? Let's do an email. RAP, Julie and the team at RAP, they have won an award. The Build Awards for the most innovative office design and refurbishment in Maidstone. We recently found out that we're winners of the Construction and Engineering Awards 2016 for our innovative interior designs and office refurbishments. This is a prestigious recognition for our company, who are a real creative bunch of qualified office designers, transforming space from drab to fab in the very heart of Maidstone. For more information on the award, check out our latest blog on their brand new website, rapinteriors.co.uk/news/wrap-build-awards. So do check out their website, rapinteriors.co.uk.
You know, you complain that I don't tweet out your tweets. Mm. I've got a good legitimate reason now, rather than just saying I didn't have time.
You've invented an excuse, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I have. I've just found out that you've been using an image this week that's got jewels on it.
Jules.
Yeah, tweet me for a shout out on today's radio show, and it's got you and Jules on it. So clearly, I wasn't going to retweet
that one.
Was I?
Oh, that one. Yeah.
I thought that was quite a good excuse, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Very good.
Love you, Jules. Anyway, I will retweet.
Have you seen some of the nonsense? Excuse me. She was out on the Raz again last night at the Taste of Kent Awards.
Ah, no, I haven't seen those.
She ended up 3 o'clock this morning. She tweeted me going, "Are you awake?" No. Why? I need a lift home. I've drunk too much.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think she walked eventually. It was only Maidstone to Whitstable. It wasn't far. I just pretended I was still asleep. I wasn't going to go and pick her up.
You are a good sort of emergency nominated driver there, because you're never going to have been drinking by mistake, are you?
That's true. Cool. Go on, read something else. Read something non-Jules related.
Something sensible.
Yeah.
The KICC Start Plus One. Is that what it is? The
next
stage of your
business. Yeah, the Kent Invicta Chamber, yeah.
Yeah. Do you run your own business and want to take it to the next level? Have you started trading and feel you need some guidance? Are you a couple of years into the business but feel you've lost your way? Then the KICC Start Plus One course is for you. The course consists of a series of topics or modules spread over 2 days, on the 18th of October and the 25th. The 18th is today.
Yep.
So I don't know if you can go now. And each module is focused on the four key areas which early stage businesses need to address in order to develop and grow. So you will want to go and look on the Kent Invicta Chamber website, I guess. I don't suppose you probably can join halfway through next time, but you might be able to. And they may be running it again. So do go and have a look.
Cool. I've had a tweet. It's actually quite a long tweet, so it's actually a DM, but that doesn't matter. But it's important. So I need you all to pay attention to this. And I say, please, 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 could you give a really important talk out for a very important event? It's the first of its kind for businesses and dementia. There's very little funding for these things to be done regularly, so it's vital we get more people there. It finishes at 9 a.m, so people that are going on to other events that are happening that day can still get away and do that. They can even stay on, though, at the end and become a dementia friend after the breakfast. Kelly Tolhurst, who's the MP for Rochester, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who we just wished happy birthday to, giving free legal advice, and we've got employers in regards to dementia in the workplace. Denise Wilton will be talking about her personal experience as a business owner having to deal with dementia and why she thinks there's a need to talk more about it. This event is happening on the 3rd of November. It's at 7:30 a.m, so it's a breakfast event, and it's at the Chatham Dockyards, and the details can be found by following either at Medway DAA, or they can contact Denise at her website, which is the Milan Focus. I'll spell that in a minute. TheMylanFocus.com. That's TheMylanFocus, TheMylanFocus.com. So do find out about that. Do follow Medway DAA on the Twitter, or Denise Wilton, and Denise's Twitter handle is Denise, D-E-N-E-E-Z, Wilton, all one word, Denise Wilton, or Medway DAA. But more importantly than that, go to the event. The event is on November the 3rd at 7:30 at Chatham Dockyard. Get along. And I want to know why if you didn't go. So there you go.
Cool. Oh, that was very...
Yeah, bossy.
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 Yes. So Boost for Health launches to help life science companies take on the world. Life science companies based in Kent can access extra support to conquer international markets thanks to a new project launched at Discovery Park. The Boost for Health, that's with the number 4 and the abbreviation is B4H. Project primarily aims to connect Kent's growing cluster of life science businesses with their counterparts in mainland Europe, but could also give firms the help they need to reach out beyond the continent. The project is being led locally by Kent County Council, but is funded by the EU with additional backing from BioGateway, the organisation set up last year as a conduit for partnerships between the UK and European life science networks. So Imran Khan, Chief Executive of BioGateway, said the project will formally link Kent to various European life science clusters in the Netherlands, Spain, Belgium, France, Germany and Denmark, and will run until 2019. It will potentially be one of the last EU-funded trade development projects that will run in Kent, but it has the potential to have a lasting impact, building relationships and opportunities that will go beyond Brexit. So life science businesses from Kent and its European partner regions in 6 European countries will receive free support, including specialist coaching, to help with international growth.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Holcomb Health Clinic, and they say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, please may we have a shout out for our physiotherapy, sports therapy, reflexology and nutrition clinic in Rochester, TAR. It's an absolute pleasure. That's Holcomb Health Clinic. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Holcomb is spelled H-O-L-C-O-M-B-E. Holcomb Health is their Twitter handle, and they do physiotherapy, sports therapy, reflexology, and a nutrition clinic in Rochester. I think they're based near Rochester Airport, I think. But I get told off for thinking things like that without checking them. But I'm fairly sure. I've also had a tweet from CS Printers, and they say, Vanilla Web, hi. We'd love a shout out, please, on the Business Bunker. We're a Maidstone printer offering personalised print and design, and they've got a hashtag. We want to colour your world. That wasn't easy to read as a hashtag. We want to colour your world.
That's all right, yeah. It's a bit long, though, isn't it? But
so give them a follow on the Twitter. Mm. It's CSPrinters_LTD. CSPrinters_LTD.
So who's the Warp Factor? Do you know them?
I do, yes. That's Kirk.
Yes. It says, tune into the channel radio now. Listen to Paul and Joe, the B-Bunker crew. Hashtag B-Bunker crew. Mm. It will hashtag enlighten you.
Absolutely. That's Kirk Owers. He does, do you get it? Warp Factor, Kirk.
Very good.
He does a show on Channel Radio, a music show on Channel Radio called The Warp Factor. Thank you for that, Kirk. Richard Torbal, R. Torbal Photo, his Twitter handle, Hi Vanilla Web. Can we get a Business Bunker shout out for the free Invicta Chamber networking at Canterbury College this Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 p.m.? Canterbury College in the Old Dover Road in Canterbury, 6 to 7:30. I take it that that's one of the evening networking events they have.
Yeah,
what do they call it? After Hours Club or thing? After Hours Club? Yeah.
No, is it? I didn't think it was called that. But anyway, yes. It's
something
like
that.
As you say.
I think
it's one of those.
So that's from Richard Torbal, R. Torbal Photo on the Twitter, this Wednesday, 6 p.m. at Canterbury College with Invicta Chamber.
Lovely.
And I've also had a tweet from Light Consulting, and that's spelled L-I-T-E. Mm-hmm. Light Consulting, all one word, is their Twitter handle. And they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, we would love a shout-out, Paul. We have a great cloud-based HR system aimed at small businesses that helps them to comply with all the HR law and regulations.
Mm.
So, interesting. Check them out. Light Consulting.
And we have a Kent Invicta Chamber event called Get Social, the biggest social media event in Kent, which is on the 3rd of November at the Longfield Academy in Dartford. You can join for free, but if you'd like to be a VIP for the day, you can have front row seats, lunch with the speakers and the conference material, all for only £99 plus VAT. So if you go to the Kent Invicta Chamber website, kentinvictachamber.co.uk, you can find out more and book for that.
Fantastic, thank you. What we're going to do now, Joe, is we're going to play a couple of pre-recorded interviews that I recorded 2 weeks ago at the Southeast Construction Expo with the lovely Jules Quested Williams and Marco Ogliardi. Yeah, so let's have a listen. Do you know, it never ceases to amaze me on the Business Bunker show here, the amount of creative, innovative and different things that go on in this county. And I've had a marvellous day so far here at the Construction Expo. It's been really fantastic. And I've just bumped into this young lady. Hello, who are you?
I'm Jules Quested Williams, and thank you for calling me a young lady.
It's a pleasure. Jules, it's a real pleasure to meet you. Tell us a bit about what you're doing here today at the construction show.
Hi, yep. I'm working in conjunction with a partnership with The Hideout and Built for Marketing, my own company. And we're here after my 20-odd years experience in construction.
No.
I know.
No.
You
started as a child entrepreneur.
I love you. But what we're trying to do is get across that in construction marketing, which often gets a bad deal, it's low tech, not many people get engaged with it. You might get a printed brochure if you're lucky. Actually, what we're using is Oculus here today, and we're using virtual reality to show just some marketing ideas about how maybe you could market differently in the construction sector.
You've got a young man standing next to you with a virtual reality headgear, and I can see that. Tell us more about what you're doing, because this is fascinating. Because, you know, virtual reality is starting to take off and people are starting to look at it and stuff like that. But like a lot of things, most of it's kind of frivolous and games and titillation and stuff like that. But you're doing something interesting with it, yeah?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is get across the affordability of doing things differently. So we were speaking earlier about how things can be very expensive and Oculus can be a really big server and everything else. We're really using simple kit here. Right. It's off a mobile phone. It's using a headset. The headset's about £90. We're not selling the product. What we're selling is actually how to use intelligence in maybe doing a visual walkthrough of the building, right, using a way of showing a current building maybe that needs renovation, using 360-degree videography, walking through that building, coupling it with maybe BIM or virtual reality creative design work, and actually showing people what that case study was and what you did and how the building was built.
That's fantastic, isn't it? It's amazing what we can do with technology now, and just
the difference it makes to things. So the guys that you're working with, I mean, what are they doing? Things like they're doing the videography for this, are they? So they'll go and video it and put it into this VR package. Is that how it works?
Yeah, the hideout of the creative guys, good old George standing next to me.
We'll say hello to George in a minute.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And they do all the creative genius, including the videography. What we do is put a strategy together.
Right.
What we want to make sure is that the frivolous things you were talking about, maybe you invest something, you get nothing for it. What we're all about is putting a real strategic thought in. Why would you do something? Why invest? And what are you going to get out the back end of it? But in the middle of that comes the creative genius that you need a George for.
Okay, so let's have a word with George. We've got George Whelan from the Hideout. Hello, George.
Hi there.
So this is an interesting device you've got in your hand. Explain it in graphic detail, because obviously on the radio people can't see what we're looking at.
Okay, so basically it's a Samsung mobile phone that clips into what's called the Oculus VR.
So does it have to be an Android phone?
Yeah, it has to be a Samsung on this head unit.
Right, okay.
Google launched their mobile phone on last Tuesday.
Yeah, the Pixel,
along with their own virtual reality headset.
Right.
So it's only on Android at the moment. It simply is plug and play. Clip it in, download whatever video, documentary or game you'd like, and then away you go. But I think, as Jules said, we've been talking sort of with the construction companies today, so to really get some feedback from them and exactly what they see, how it works. And a lot of stuff that's come up has been BIM, how it can be integrated with BIM. And we're doing a lot of sort of work with it and looking how we can look at the video side of things. And obviously Jules working on the strategy behind that.
Cool. Clever stuff, as they say. Let's go back to Jules. Thank you for that, George. Just for our listeners, can you explain what BIM is?
Building information modelling. So it's really from 2016, all public buildings now have to be
BIM
compliant. Yeah. Now there's different levels of BIM. Yeah. So most people are level 2 for 2016, but people are moving to level 3 BIM and beyond. BIM really is just putting intelligent modelling, which carry through the duration of the build through to the end user.
Absolutely. Well, that was nicely explained.
I did my best.
No, and you know, like a lot of things, people that aren't in the construction industry, you know, don't have knowledge of these kind of things. So it is interesting. And I think you said earlier, Jules, which was absolutely right, that people think of construction as some kind of clunky bricks and cement and dust and dirty boots type of thing. But like most industries in the UK now, there's a huge amount of technology in it.
Yeah, it's technology and investment, full stop, really. I mean, I work with a lot of people and we look at new methods of building, for example. So you've spoken about bricks and blocks. Actually, there's some really intelligent alternative ways of building. But I think visually showing that to people is where the challenge comes. Making bricks and blocks look sexy, or making a glass facade look sexy, actually, there's lots of challenges with that. And I think that's where being clever with your marketing strategy and your visual approach to it really makes a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. So your company is built for marketing and you're helping construction companies with this strategy, is that right?
Yeah, I've been in construction for 25 years, I hate to admit it. But yeah, you have to understand how it ticks, and I think that that's something I truly understand. And working with the right people to make sure that you can create the visual.
Fantastic. Jules, fascinating topic, and the use of virtual reality technology and introducing that into the whole construction environment is another great creative step for all of us. If our listeners want to find out more about you and what you're doing, how can they do that?
Okay, you can get in contact on our website, which is www.builtformarketing.co.uk, and if you want to get George's creative genius, then it's www.hideout.co.uk.
There's fantastic.
A beautiful new website. You want to check it out?
Well, we'll check that out. So great to talk to you. Thank you, George. Thank you, Jules. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Look as handsome as ever. Thank you.
It's been an interesting day so far. We've met some very interesting people here at the Construction Expo, and I've just bumped into a gentleman called Marco, and Marco is from Milan. Hello, Marco.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, Marco, tell us what brings you all the way over from Milan to Kent.
Yeah, because it was a great opportunity, this one, to come here in this kind of heaven, to meet people and so on, and to know the community from England.
Okay. Now, I believe you're an architect, is that right?
Yes, I am an architect. I have an office in Milan. The name is Most. And I have also an office in Dakar, and we are working between Italy and Dakar, Senegal. Right. And so it's a great opportunity. The next step is to come here in England. Maybe it's an opportunity.
Okay. That's an interesting place to have a second office. So I understand Milan, and I know Milan quite well, and it's a really cool place. But your second office is quite interesting.
Yes, it is, because there is also the sea there in Dakar, so it's a great environment. It's an environment that is growing a lot there. And also the culture is completely different, and it's something really interesting to go deep and to understand there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've come over to the Construction Expo here in Kent to try and kind of find out what's going on in the UK marketplace, or the South East England marketplace anyway, as far as building and construction is concerned.
I guess that is really important just to create this kind of network now, to move here, to understand how it's growing, and to understand a different culture from England, of course, and different design and a different culture about that, and so on, to go deep with that. So it's a new challenge, I guess. This
absolutely. Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. You know, doing things in different cultures can be done differently. Although, I guess, to a large extent, certainly part of this part of England anyway, is, I imagine, fairly similar to Italy in a lot of the towns and cities here are old and ancient, and we have very strict rules on what you can do.
Yes, of course. There in Italy, the history is so important, and work with it is something that need your work really interesting with, because you need to work with something that is there from a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's something that you need to be really working with the details and so on. So it's something that is a part of that, no? It's like the foundation of the building that you are going to make. And I guess the same is for England, and also its history is really important, and also the traditional is something that you are feel a lot with that. No? So
absolutely, and funnily enough, in large parts of England, it's still the Italians that do that. What I mean by that is I have an office in Canterbury, and next door to us, they were going to build a new office block, and when they excavated the site, they found a Roman villa with a mosaic on the floor, so the whole project came to an end while they excavated that.
Yes, of course. I'm waiting for you, of course, for that, because there are a lot of opportunity for that, so it's something great. And also the Italian design, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It lasts a long time, too.
Yes, it's a part of that.
Fantastic. Hey, look, Marco, if we want to find out more about your company, do you have a website that people can look at?
Yes, of course. The website is www.mostarc.it.
Okay, that's most, M-O-S-T-A-R-C-H. Yeah?
Without
the
H.
Without the H, A-R-C. Sorry, M-O-S-T-A-R-C dot...
Dot I-T.
Dot I-T.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Marco, enjoy the rest of the day here. It's a pleasure to meet you. When you move to the UK to start your next office, we'll have you on the radio show for a longer chat.
Great. Thank you very much for your availability, and see you in London, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the day.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. There's a couple of pre-recorded interviews that we had from the Construction Southeast show. I'm now joined on the telephone, hopefully, by Chris Winley. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you, Chris. Thank you for holding on during those, and we do appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Chris,
my pleasure.
We're going to be hearing from you on Thursday at the Digital in Kent conference, are we not?
That's correct.
You're one of the keynote speakers at what is going to be a fabulous conference. Would you like to just tell the listeners a little bit about Chris, and then we're going to talk about what you're going to be talking about at the conference?
Okay, right, okay. Short version of me. Well, after a naval career, I went into basically information technology. So I worked for a number of information technology companies that back in those days were in, like, mainframe, mini computer world.
I remember it well.
Oh, dear, right. Okay, good, yeah. and then I moved from that to basically computer networking. So when I moved from, like, all the mainframes and stuff, I went to work for a company called Fibernet, which was actually laying fiber optic cable around London and around the UK back in them days. So we're talking about early 90s, something like that.
Okay. So I'm even older than you, because I was doing that kind of thing in the 80s.
Okay, cool. And then basically started my own company in 93, and which again was basically a high-performance networking company. We were mainly supplying solutions to investment banks in the city, you know, to a large extent. And we sold out of that, my partners and I, just before the dot-com crash in 2000.
Oh, very shrewd, very shrewd.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, you know, some people think it was luck. It wasn't luck at all, I can tell you. But anyway, you know, anyway, it was fortunate, that's for sure, yeah. So after that, I mainly, from then until now, have been an angel investor and a consultant. Basically, what happened, again, to cut a long, very story short, was what I found myself doing was helping people that I was investing in and consulting to with digital marketing aspects or digital sales aspects.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So I particularly talk about digital sales because, you know, quite frankly, I'm only interested in digital stuff if it actually makes sales. Yeah.
Sure. Yep, yep.
And that led me into a bit of a weird thing, actually, which was that I became, for some entrepreneurs and some high-level network marketers and some celebrities, I became a digital ghost.
Right, okay.
Right, so I don't know how familiar that term is. It's a term I use, but...
No, explain it to us.
It means that I work behind a lot of, you know, celebrities, entrepreneurs, network marketers. My team and I do.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So basically, I mean, put simply, when you think you're talking to them, you're not actually. You're talking to us, right?
Right? Okay. Okay.
On that basis, you're not going to tell us who they are, are you?
well. Actually, funnily enough, some of them are happy, right?
Right.
To say that's the case. For example, there's a guy called Dave O'Connor who is known as the Mindset Master and works a lot in network marketing, and he tells everybody that I do it, so it's not a problem.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit. Some people are happy about it, you know. Others sort of want to keep it quiet, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. You're one of the keynote speakers at Digital in Kent this Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is being held at the Mercure Hotel Maidstone, formerly known as the Great Danes, currently known as the Great Danes, or, you know, maybe known as the Great Danes in future. But everybody around here knows it as the Great Danes, basically.
Okay.
So you're going to be there at Digital in Kent.
Yeah.
What's the thrust of the message that you're going to be delivering to the audience there, Chris?
Okay, just to pick up very quickly on the story. So basically, what happened with the people that I was working with, right, was that I understood how branding worked, and particularly how online branding worked. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, of course, that was with, you know, celebrities and some fairly well-known people, but I always believed that it basically could be done by anybody,
right? Okay.
And one of the people actually asked me to create, she was a network marketer, this lady, right? So she asked me to create what's called a duplicatable system, right?
Okay.
That's what they say in network marketing, a duplicatable system, right? If we were in like a ordinary, inverted commas, company, then we'd be talking about replicatable or scalable.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Got that. Yeah.
So they basically said, can you design a program, right, whereby people can go through some sort of personal branding process,
right?
So I did, basically. I designed a program that we call Brand Presence and Monetization.
Okay.
Right. Yeah?
Yep.
That program is run by a company that I founded called The Branding Initiative, which is thebrandinginitiative.com.
Okay.
We've now taken some 200 or so people around the world through the BPM, Brand Presence Monetization, process.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, it's like, you know, the thrust of it is to say, okay, how do you establish a personal brand? What is a personal brand? Yeah. Actually, personal branding has been around since, well, at least the 1930s with Think and Grow Rich.
Right. Okay. Yep.
And was then picked up by Tom Peters, the management guru in the 70s and 80s.
I worked with Tom once.
Did you? Wow.
I did indeed.
I can't claim that. Well done, yeah. So I don't know whether you remember that, Paul. Do you?
I do indeed. Yes, I do indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I mean, personal branding is an element in, like, things like The Secret and things like that. So,
sure.
So personal branding is not new. But actually, I'm always, you know, as an investor, I'm always looking to what's going on in America. Mm. And personal branding has become big news over there, particularly in the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
Yeah. So basically, the idea is to actually show people how to create a personal brand, right?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Then from that, how to build out a consistent online presence, online and offline, actually, and then from that to show them how to actually monetize it.
Fantastic. We're really looking forward to hearing that, Chris, and a lot of us here in the studio will be at the event. I'm actually chairing the event, and Joe, my co-host, is actually one of the speakers too. So
right.
we're going to be there on Thursday listening
Brilliant.
To that, and we're looking forward to that. For those of our audience that aren't coming along on Thursday, how can they find out more about you and the work you do? Do you have a website, Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, people can just Google Chris Windley or Google top digital sales expert, which tells you that I know a bit about SEO. But the company, the main company that runs the BPM program is the Branding Initiative. As I said, thebrandinginitiative.com, and you'll find us on Facebook, etc., etc. We have some open elements and we have some closed groups, but that's how you'll find us if you look for that. And you'll see that, in fact, as I'll explain on Thursday, the company is actually run by three ladies, because it turned out that it was mainly ladies who decided to take action on the BPM program.
Okay, fantastic. That sounds really good. We're looking forward to hearing more about that. And people can find out by Googling you and finding out about you through those websites. Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're looking forward to meeting you and hearing you on Thursday at the Digital in Kent event. But for the moment, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for this introduction and the promotion. I really appreciate it. Look forward to meeting you all.
Absolute pleasure. And we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
Cheers
for now.
Bye-bye. That's Chris Windley there, who you can hear at the Digital in Kent event at the Great Danes Hotel Maidstone this Thursday, the 20th of October. And it starts at 9:45, but you do have to book your tickets. So if you haven't, you may have missed out because I think it's pretty full. But you can check anyway. Digital in Kent. See you there Thursday. There's a Mrs. Dodds speaking as well.
Yeah, apparently.
What are you rabbiting about?
I'm rabbiting about podcasting.
I see our other guests have finally soaked up as well.
They have.
That was nice of them to join us, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I tried to ring one of them, but the number she's given me is unobtainable. Do you think she's trying to tell me something? I'll turn your microphone on as well.
Okay. I think I'm just getting more diva-ish.
Are you?
Yeah.
You looked a bit diva-ish when you turned up.
Did you like the way I tried to put my headphones on, my sunglasses on my head?
I did notice that. I thought that's well diva-ish.
She's a pro.
Yeah, she's a real pro. Yeah.
Real pro.
Anyway, nice of you to rock up then, Nettie. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And I've brought Nadine, so we'll talk to you later.
That's the only reason I'm allowing you here, because the lovely Nadine has come, and we're going to be talking to Nadine and Nettie with her sunglasses in the second half of the show. So thank you. We've got more interesting guests, though, to talk to in the first half of the show. No, not more.
Noted.
We've got numerically more people.
Good luck, Paul.
Yeah,
we'll
just
go with
it.
Other guests in the first half.
That's the word I was looking for. Others. There are others, and we're gonna talk to Ronnie very shortly in 4 or 5 minutes. I just want to catch up with some of the tweets and emails we've been getting while we've been on air. We've had a tweet from Michael Parks Surveyors MPSL on the Twitter. They said, we'd love a shout out for the Michael Parks Surveyors Limited over in Medway. So consider yourself shouted out. Their Twitter handle, MPSL. Do give them a follow on their Twitter. Evolution for Women have been on, bigging up our guests later on this afternoon. So thank you for that. And Chris Pollard has tweeted to say he's going to be
on Thursday, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Got a tweet from Paul Babra, and it just says, hot and spicy. Hot and spicy Indian street food theme served at Canterbury College this Thursday. I'm going to be at that event. It's we're celebrating Diwali with the Canterbury community there, and we're celebrating it in support of the Kent Multiple Sclerosis Therapy Centre, which is also based in Canterbury. So we're looking forward to that. Thursday evening, Paul Babra and his spicy curry. He does cook a mean curry, that man. It's the only reason I'm going. I wouldn't have gone otherwise.
And his chutneys.
And his chutneys.
Are to die for.
Yeah, yeah. That's a euphemism, by the way.
Not intended.
Paul has the best chutneys. He's a fabulous curry cook, and I'm really looking forward to that.
So there's a tweet from Skizzle UK, but my Hootsuite app is now not letting me click on it to find out any more about them. They're having a Skizzle Halloween party on the 29th of October in Maidstone.
I know.
Who are Skizzle? Exactly.
It's probably not something that you need, Jo.
Oh.
They're a dating company. They do speed dating, and they do... me and Bird are going, aren't we? Yeah.
Is your relationship not worked out now?
No.
Okay.
She's far too ugly for me. Or something like that. There's something in there. behave. It always gets out of hand, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Skizzle stage events for singles. Basically, but they stage events, not just dating events. They stage activities and things like that. I've got to watch where I'm going here, but you know, like they do walks and they do trips to the theatre and they do dinners and balls and it's just so that even if you're a single or solo person and you just want to get out and about and do stuff, you don't actually necessarily, you know, have to date anyone.
Have you been going to them?
No.
He knows a lot about them, doesn't he?
That's what I was thinking. Yes. Yeah.
I know a lot about everything.
Bird's face.
Yeah. She's still getting over me calling her ugly, really, which wasn't fair at all. Because she's probably... Oh, no, I can't even go there because I'll just get beaten up by... She's very pretty. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
No, she's blushing.
Yeah. Which is why I know she could take the insult, because it is ridiculous as an insult, yeah.
That's true, exactly. Yeah. We just ignored you.
Yeah. Do you think I got out of that one now?
No, she's doing digging signs behind
your
back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And hitting you with an axe over your head type signs.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
So I've got something here from the Kent and Victor Chamber. Employment Law Update 2016-17 post-Brexit. This workshop with leading regional law firm Furley Page is suited to all employers, no matter the size of your workforce, and includes an extensive question and answer
session. Extensive is the word you're looking for. Extensive. Not an expensive, extensive. Experiential. That was the other word you were struggling with, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. No. But anyway, yes. Anyway, topics covered include... Brexit, what now for employers and HR? Exit options and effect on employment law. Government's current and future domestic programme for employment law. New cases, employment reforms. Guest speakers are Andrew Masters, partner and head of employment, and Amanda O'Kill, who's an associate. And it's on the 20th, it's this Thursday, at Bridgewood Manor Hotel in Chatham. So if you're not at Digital in Kent, then go to that. I've just reminded myself about yesterday. I came through something like Victoria Underground Station, and the man, you know, they say, you know, please stand away from the closing doors and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
He sounded like a voiceover artist. You know, he was like going, go on then.
Please stand away from the doors.
Yeah, he was. He was doing all that. He was going, and if you get off here, then you might, and all this sort of thing. And I was just laughing to myself.
Do you think he was an out-of-work actor?
I think he probably was.
He was probably an out-of-work actor.
He was. But he was brilliant. He just made my day.
They said, can you do this doors sign? He goes, what's my motivation.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we don't want to trapped in the doors, do we, mate?
He was very good, though. It did make my morning, I have to say. I was smiling to myself as I was walking around, so I probably looked a bit mad. But hey, no change there, then.
Great. Do you know what? We're going to introduce some common sense to the show for a few moments. How about that? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our first live guest in the studio on the show today, Mr. Ronnie Cherian, who is the general manager of the Donington Manor Hotel. And the Donington Manor Hotel, for those of you that don't know, is at Riverhead, at Sevenoaks. It's, I think, Ronnie can put me right on this, I think it's Sevenoaks' only four-star hotel.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool. Mm. Ronnie, welcome onto the show. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you've been involved with the group that owns Donington Manor for quite some time.
That's correct, yeah.
And you started off as a very young man.
I did.
So tell us a little bit about you and your background, and then tell us a bit about the Donington Manor Hotel.
Okay, I've joined my present owners, and I've been working them for about 21 years with them.
Okay.
I was based in London. My present owners have three hotels. One is a Hilton DoubleTree in Marblage.
Wow, okay.
The other one is in Farnham, the Frencham Pond, overlooking the Great Frencham Pond.
That's
hotel.
A lovely hotel,
it's
isn't it?
It's a beautiful
it's
hotel.
Absolutely fabulous hotel,
absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Pure leisure destination.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the Donington Manor Hotel in Sevenoaks.
Right.
My owners have owned the hotel for almost 30 years.
Right.
Last year, we decided that we needed to refurbish the hotel.
Okay. I'll stop you there because I want to talk about the refurbishment program, but my experience of your hotel kind of stops there because I've done loads of events at your hotels and I've hired your hotel many times in the past, but not for a few years. So I haven't actually been there for a couple of years, not for any reason other than I haven't been doing events just recently. But I used to enjoy doing events at the Donington Manor. It's a lovely hotel. But since I was last there, you've spent quite a considerable amount of money refurbishing it.
That's true, Paul. We've spent something like £2.8 million.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to cause that much damage when I was there last.
All that blue tack you put on the wallpaper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, a decision was taken that the entire hotel had to be refurbished. We just couldn't do it piecemeal. So it was, and we thought the best way to do it was least amount of disruption, and the whole hotel had to be closed.
Okay. So give us a flavour for the kind of things you did. Was it just decoration, or did you change the configuration of the hotel? Have you added things? What did you actually do for that $2.8 million?
We've added about four rooms more in terms of, so it's now 63 bedrooms.
Right.
But we refurbished every single bedroom.
Right,
And from we went around from baths to rain showers.
Right.
The conference center, the weddings, just for weddings opportunities.
Yeah.
The restaurant, which is now an Italian restaurant.
Wow, okay. We should have bought Marco.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the reception, the bar, so and the whole car park. So it's been an extensive work, and currently there are still plans are there to open up a spa.
Okay.
Yeah, that's behind the scenes. Yeah.
So how long were you closed for? Sorry.
Yeah, go.
About 6 months.
Oh. Yeah.
I've got to tell you my hotel story because you mentioned spas. I won't tell you the name of the hotel, but 2 weekends ago, or last weekend, I can't remember, I lost track of time, I was in Bristol. My youngest son...
weekends ago, because you talked about Bristol last week.
Yeah. my youngest son graduated, and I went down for the graduation ceremony. And because I haven't had a holiday for like 9 years, I thought, you know what, I'm going to make a weekend of it. And I found a hotel with a spa, and it was allegedly a four-star hotel. It was incredibly expensive. Well, I have to say, there was more water in my bath than their swimming pool. And their spa consisted of a large bath, which they labelled a swimming pool, and an exercise bike. Which I wasn't going to use at all, and that was it. So I was somewhat disappointed with their spa.
Well, I stayed at a hotel last night in London. It was a bit of a last-minute booking. My friend was booking it, and it looked really nice downstairs, really well sort of laid out and quite sort of luxury and that sort of thing. But this bedroom was really small and also didn't have an ensuite. It was a shared bathroom that was like me doing apostrophe things that, you know.
Yeah, well, now we got that on the radio, Joe, don't worry.
But the thing that was really funny is that when... my friend checked in, they told her that they didn't have anyone in the hotel, so although it was a shared bathroom, it would only be us that was using it. And we were like, I wonder why you haven't got anyone staying in your hotel, because you've got to walk down the corridor to have a bath or a shower.
And then when you come back, there was someone in the bed.
then we were having this discussion also, saying things like, you know, I had a shower there this morning. I was like, I didn't know whether I should leave my towels in the shower, because, you know, somebody else might go in there, or whether when I emptied the...
Put a deck chair with a towel on it out front.
Like the bath gel, should I take that away? Because now I'd opened it, no one else was going to use it. You know,
now they'd already
towel
used
on
it.
The floor. There was a towel on the floor, you know, like when you jump out of the shower, well, not jump out, step out of the shower. You know, did I take that away as well, or did I leave that for the next person to have like a second hand, you know? And it was just odd.
No, you won't have that problem there.
None of that at a Donington Manor. So we've set you up nicely here, Ronnie. We've just trashed all the competition.
Absolutely. In fact, we've got a standalone fitness centre.
Right, So
with more than one bike.
With more than one bike. And so the spa is going to be treatment rooms.
So
it's going to be a proper spa.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And where are you in that process at the moment? Is that currently ongoing, or you plan to start it?
No, it's currently ongoing, because we want to open up another meeting room facility for about 100 people on top.
Right, okay.
So it's going to be on two layers.
You really are investing in the hotel, aren't you?
My owners are investing a lot of money. Yeah.
But it's in a nice location too, because it's not in the town of Seven Oaks. It's on the outskirts, but it's right on the motorway kind of confluence, isn't it? You can get to it from all kinds of places.
It's near Fort Halstead, so...
And it's only just next door to the Aston Martin dealer, just in case you wanted to know as well, in case you fancy popping in.
So what are the characteristics of your clients normally? Do they come from sort of... UK, or they're very international?
We have a lot of Europeans, because Seven Oaks and the whole of Kent have a lot of French companies and Italian companies, so a lot of Europeans who come and use the hotel. Sure. And now that it's been established as a four-star hotel, with all the facilities, we're doing pretty well. So,
And you're part of the Great Western Marketing Group as well, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so Ronnie...
Best Western, Paul. Best Western.
I said Great Western, didn't I? Yeah. That's a railway. you're a steam train. You are now. Yeah, you're quite right. Best Western. I apologise.
Thank you.
But they are great.
my dad used to work for a Great Western Railway. As you're part of Best Western Marketing Group. The owners of the chain have invested a huge amount of money in what was already a good hotel anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's great to see that we're investing in. And one of the things that you've made reference to a couple of times is the kind of things that you do there. So I want to kind of focus on that now, is the kind of facility, apart from having ensuite bathrooms in your room and two exercise
which
bikes.
Which presumably is a given.
Yeah, which is quite standard these days. I want to talk about some of the other things that you do at the hotel. You're in the process of constructing a spa, but you talked about weddings, you talked about corporate events. Tell us a little bit about the kind of things that you offer at the hotel.
At the moment, the biggest push is now for Christmas, because, you know, that is now we have a lot of...
Is it nearly Christmas?
Yeah.
Ten weeks.
We've got out of about 7 or 8 party night dates, we only have about 3 available now.
Okay.
That's on the 16th.
So the kind of parties that you're staging, are they private parties? Are they open parties or mixture? How does it work?
We call them party nights, so you can have a party within a party. So you can have groups of 5, groups of 2, groups of 10, joining a big party.
You could go on your own, Paul.
So for people like me, I can pretend I've got friends by joining someone else's party.
That's correct.
And they just go, excuse me, waiter, could you just get it? And I go, no, I'm...
Yeah, so he's planned it all already. Yeah. He's been thinking about it. He knows how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Bird are going. We're having our office party, aren't we, Bird?
Party nights,
So the party nights, and then, of course, the big thing is on Christmas Day itself, Day lunch, and New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Christmas Day,
Can I just ask you about that? Because it's something that a lot of people say to me all about eating out on Christmas Day. How do you find that? Does that get booked up very quickly?
It does. Last year we did 160 guests on Christmas Day.
Right.
Cause it started at 12 and we finished at around 5 or 6.
It's interesting, actually. Just for what it's worth, in the last couple of years, I've actually eaten out with my family on Christmas Day at various places and always had a really good time. Mm-hmm. And I just got to the point, my family all come to me for Christmas and I was charged with cooking Christmas dinner, which I'm happy to do. But my big problem was the shopping beforehand.
Yeah.
I never had time to do it. I couldn't be bothered to. I don't mind cooking dinner on the day, but I couldn't be bothered to do all the shopping. And my lot are all
difficult because some of them are vegetarians and some of them are gluten-free and some of them are this and some of that. So every member of the family has a different meal as well. So you cook like 15 different meals. So the last few years I've eaten out at different places and I've so far had really good time at all of them.
I think it makes sense though, Paul, for the same reasons that you said. Yeah. We can cater to anything so you don't have any hassles. You get up on Christmas Day, open your presents, go to the hotel or go to the restaurant, whatever, have a good time and then just go back home and
Absolutely,
exactly. No, exactly right. I highly recommend it. So you've got, did you say 160 covers for Christmas?
We, that's the target. So we've reached about 80 so far.
Okay, all right. So still a little bit of room.
Still early days, but I'm sure.
Well, it is. I mean, most people aren't even thinking about Christmas yet, never mind booking and stuff. But as you've proved, you need to get on with
it. You do need to think about it. If you want to get where you want to get to, and what I mean by that is you start to see now adverts starting coming out saying, book your Christmas dinner or book your Christmas party. Yeah. And you think, blimey, that's it. But, you know, places go quite quickly now.
Mm. And the same applies for New Year's Eve as well.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
It to now.
So coming back to your offer for Christmas parties, you have Christmas party dates and they are shared dates where you can book a table, two tables, three tables. Do you also handle, you know, a whole one big...
Without naming companies, we've taken bookings where they've taken the whole That's about 100. We've got two parties where there's 90 and there's one for 110. They've taken the whole, so we can't sell them, you know, as party nights because they've as a company they've taken that. So like I said, there's only three more dates now available.
Okay.
And that's Friday 16th and 17th of December.
Right.
So all the other party nights are almost now fully booked.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So, good stuff. So, at the moment, you're focusing on Christmas parties. Presumably, the rest of the time, you do corporate events and weddings?
Yeah, that's correct. Before I finish off with Christmas, I mean, the website would be www.christmasparties@donningtonmanor.co.uk.
So, you've got a whole website for Christmas parties?
Liking that.
So, christmasparties@donningtonmanor.com.
.co.uk.
Christmas parties at donningtonmanor.co.uk.
I don't suppose there's much competition for that URL when you were buying it.
Well, you never know. We'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker website so people can find that.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So, in the rest of the year, when it's not Christmas or Easter or anything special,
it's weddings.
Is that a big one?
Because Kent is a beautiful place, you know, and there are more and more places now taking license. We have three rooms which are licensed, so we can do the civil ceremony there as well.
Okay.
And most Saturdays we tend to do weddings there because the grounds are quite beautifully just done, landscape, the gardens and things like that. So you can have a whole day there. In fact, we just had a wedding for about 80. They had the ceremony, then they have the wedding breakfast.
Okay.
And then the evening, their friends join them for about a minute. So it's nearly whole day they're there.
Yeah,
they can
absolutely.
Have the whole thing in one place, including accommodation. So it makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I've got a family wedding this Saturday. My eldest son, Jamie, is getting married. So we're really excited about that. So weddings are a big thing. And, of course, people get married more often these days. Did you see what I did there? That's a bit controversial, wasn't it? Yeah. Multiple weddings, you know. I always hold my weddings at Donington Manor. Every time I get married. And you also do corporate events.
Yeah. Again, we have a website for weddings, and it's called
Weddings at Donington Manor.
Let me guess.
I can see a theme developing.
Go read it out again, Ronnie.
Yes, you're right.
Don't take the mickey. I think it's great.
I do as well. It's brilliant.
So it's
good. Weddings at donningtonmanor.co.uk. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Who'd have thought of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
And do you have one for meetings or conferences at Donningham? No.
We're looking at the URL for that as well.
Quick, before somebody goes and buys it.
And I just want to talk about the general facilities that you have in the hotel. You say that you've refurbished the restaurant. You've now got an Italian-style restaurant there.
It's called the Osteria Chartwell Restaurant.
Okay.
Beautiful Italian food, all home-cooked.
Okay.
And so we've themed the restaurant is Italian. The rest of the areas have English food.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of residents. There's only so much pizzas and pastas you can have if you're staying for two or three nights. So
So if you were describing the hotel to people, sort of leisure or business, what would you say other sort of reasons why they should come to you rather than go elsewhere?
I think for the one reason I think is I would say it's like a Tudor type hotel,
mm-hmm.
very modern. It's a 4-star. It's got everything, all the high-tech gadgets are there for somebody that wants to use.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've got
free Wi-Fi and high-speed internet access, and mm-hmm. you know, because that's one petite of corporate customers, yes. and the thing hangs.
Yeah.
And,
I just need to say that Wi-Fi has been one of the bugbears of
absolutely.
The British hotel
absolutely.
Industry for a long
absolutely.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And what about your staff? I specialise in employee engagement in one part of what I do, and so I'm interested in hearing about your team. How many people work there?
I have 23 in total.
Mm-hmm.
I have all types of nationalities there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small team, as far as I'm concerned. It's still a small team,
mm-hmm.
and we all sort of muck in and work together.
Yeah.
And you know, so yeah.
Have you got people who've been there quite a while?
Because we closed the hotel.
Of course,
yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah.
you know, some of them had to move on
to and things
like
that. Things.
So
yeah.
It's a new team.
Yes.
So it's
yeah,
still
yeah.
in the process of developing them. It's only
sure.
a year old.
Mm.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm the only one that's still left from
yeah.
the old,
yeah. Ronnie, it's a fabulous place. I do know the hotel well, although I haven't been there for a while. I am going to come back and visit
thank
now
you
that
Paul.
You've refurbished
yeah.
and now you've cleaned up the mess I left last time I was there. it's a lovely, lovely place in a fabulous location. Give us a shout for the main website of the hotel in case anybody wants to stay there or do anything normal like not share a bathroom.
Again, it's www.bw-donningtonmanor.co.uk.
Fantastic.
What's the
BW? Best Western.
Best Western.
Yeah. Chuff chuffs.
Well, you just have to explain it because people, if they don't
yeah.
know that, would then not remember.
That's
but
true.
Now
that's
they'll
true.
Remember because they
BW
know
hyphen
yeah.
Donington
that's
Manor
it.
Dot
makes complete sense
UK.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ronnie, thank you so much for that. Thank you so
Paul.
Much for telling us about the fabulous work that you're doing there. Well, we wish you much success, a continued success with the hotel. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is going to be successful. If you want your Christmas party or you want to join in a party night, then do get in touch. Christmas parties at donningtonmanor.co.uk. Find out about that. A few spaces left. Bird and I are going, aren't we? We're having our office party there. Enjoy.
I mean, I just want to finish off by
yeah,
saying
sure.
that we were the recent winner of the Seven Oaks Town Partnership Award for Customer Choice.
Mm.
This is customers choosing Donington Manor.
Yeah.
I mean, that says it all, I think.
Yes.
The team.
I forgot to mention that. I actually presented the award. I was
yeah.
a compare
yeah.
on the night.
Yeah.
And Donington Manor did, in fact, win a Customer Choice Award, which is one of the most prestigious
absolutely.
Awards because
absolutely.
It is voted entirely for by customers. And you can't ask for fairer than that. You know,
and
can you?
Is that local customers generally, or is that, I don't know what the voting process
the
is.
The voting process, was there was a website on Seven Oaks Council website.
Right.
Customers had to go and register.
So probably a lot of local customers then, which
yeah.
really
yeah.
truly
yeah.
does
regulars
show.
As well.
Yeah, it's not
regulars
just people,
well.
Yeah, regulars,
yeah.
not
yeah.
just people who've just had one,
no.
you know, good holiday
yeah.
ever sort of
one
thing.
Night.
Yeah.
With a bit of excitement.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You got that, didn't you? He got that. I thought I was going to slip that in without anyone noticing.
Thank you, Paul.
Ronnie, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you,
us. Do stay with us for the rest
sure,
of the
sure.
show. But for the moment, Ronnie, from General Manager from Donington Manor Hotel, thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely brilliant. We've had a tweet from the TW Music School. It says, afternoon, Paul, we have 3 more teachers starting at the school to offer even more lessons over 7 days and free trials are available. Do follow them on the Twitter, TW Music School. Medway DAA, that's the Dementia Association. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out for dementia. There's a business breakfast, which I mentioned earlier, at Dockyard Chatham on the 3rd of November. And you can book your free place at eventbrite.co.uk/Medway Dementia. So do please do that because it's important that you go and I want to see you go and I'm going to be checking that you went. And I've also had a tweet from Swale Means Business and they say, hi, Vanilla Web, could we have a Business Bunker shout out for our free masterclass next week? That's the Business Masterclass, Exit Strategies and How to Survive Them. Swale Means Business. Do follow them on the Twitter for more details. Swale Means is their Twitter handle, Swale Means. And there's an eventbrite.co.uk booking form that you can also have a look at to book your place. But for the moment, we're going to have a little breaky-poo, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Katrina and the Waves, and then when we're going to come back, we're going to talk to some more guests. What do you reckon?
Good plan.